30 years ago, a very young filmmaker went to Guatemala and documented the terrible atrocities that were happening there at the time. That film was called When the Mountains Tremble. Pamela Yates is now an internationally known and awarded filmmaker, and three decades on, she's made Granito, another film about Guatemala. And it's a film largely about that first film. Pamela was a guest at the recent Adelaide International Film Festival, and I met her and asked her about this new film.
The film I'm showing here is called Granito, How to Nail a Dictator. And it's actually a sequel to a film, my first film that I made in 1982, called When the Mountains Tremble, which was a chronicle of the genocide in Guatemala. Now that film and all of the film outtakes from 1982 are being used as forensic evidence because none of the perpetrators of the genocide in Guatemala have been brought to account. And the Guatemalans have never given up on the quest for justice and to bring the perpetrators to account over all these years. So I thought it would make an interesting film not only to show how a documentary film, how a story told in the past comes back and has a different meaning, but also the work and courage of the Guatemalans, especially the Maya community, to make sure that the perpetrators were brought to account continues.
The film When the Mountains Tremble may be 30 years old now, but Pamela says it's still having an impact.
Granito means tiny grain of sand, and it's a Maya concept that I learned when I was in Guatemala, and I've tried to carry with me throughout my filmmaking life, which means that each individual can add their tiny grain of sand, their granito, to positive social change, and that no one is better than another one. No one is more heroic than anyone else, but that together, through this collective effort, we're actually going to be able to make a change.
How did you come to be in Guatemala in the first place?
I was working as a sound recordist on other people's films, and I heard about a hidden war, a hidden insurgency in the Maya highlands of Guatemala. I knew that Guatemalan journalists who had tried to cover the story were being killed or silenced, and international journalists who went to Guatemala were detained at the airport and sent out of the country on the next plane out. So the military dictatorship was very hostile to journalists, and I waited for a moment when I could get into the country. And that moment came when in 1982, the generals, the military dictatorship, decided that they were going to hold elections, presidential elections, and they had to let in the International Press Corps. So I went to Guatemala and I stayed for 6 months, making When the Mountains Tremble.
What was the feeling amongst the journalists that you were working with? I guess that you would have encountered a few along the way, you know, the international community. What was the feeling when you were in Guatemala with those foreign journalists?
In 1982, fear. Everyone was pretty much afraid. You know, I didn't really hang out with the journalists, though, because although the basis of what I do is journalism in terms of being sure to stick to the facts, I'm a filmmaker. And in filmmaking, you know, we find many lyrical and creative ways to tell the story. And it's not always so much like print journalism. So as a film crew, we branched off on our own. We didn't work with other journalists. We rarely saw other journalists. Because they have to file daily and weekly stories, and they're constrained by an editor. We don't have those constraints. We're independent filmmakers.
How would you approach people? Would you just kind of, when you first got there, for instance, did you just kind of work your way into the community? Or how did you kind of suss out where you had to be?
When I first went to Guatemala in 1982, no one would talk to me. Everyone was too afraid. And it just was a question of spending a lot of time and carefully and slowly building relationships. And then things began to happen for me. And that's the story that I tell in Granito, how it was possible to make When the Mountains Tremble and what that meant for the gathering of the evidence. Because often when you're in a situation of extreme violence and you feel impotent to make change, the best thing that you can do is document it. Granito, How to Nail a Dictator, is a story about documentary filmmaking, but it's also a story about destiny. Because in the original film, there was a young Maya storyteller who's the protagonist of the film. She was 22 years old, and her name is Rigoberta Menchú. The film, When the Mountains Tremble, helped put her on the world stage. And 10 years later, she was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, the first indigenous woman to be awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. And Rigoberta is the one who brought the genocide case against the generals. So there's this trajectory, really a thread, that goes from 1982 through the beginning of the genocide case and completes with Granito, How to Nail a Dictator.
Pamela says the name of her current film, Granito, is important to the meaning of what she tried to do as a filmmaker.